bet you if I went up a flight of stairs, I'd stumble too. So take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Psalm, chapter 37. Psalm 37. And look in your Bible, if you will, please, to that chapter. And as we look there, I want you to look in about verse number 23 and about verse number 31 to get kicked off with. All right? Verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Then look in verse 31. The law of God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. We praise you and thank you. Thou art God, beside thee there's none else. Lord, we praise you and thank you now for salvation that is for free, that is for everyone that will receive it, and for everlasting to those that do. I pray that now your blessings upon the reading of thy word speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on walking in step with the Lord. Now, let me tell you, if you're not where you ought to be and what you ought to be doing and so forth and on, then you're a little bit out of step with the Lord. But if you're walking in step with the Lord, you'll delight in Him, delight in His Word, delight in His way, and He'll take delight in you. In this lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out that what we ought to do and realize is that one of these days, according to verse number 10, a little while, yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Now, I'm going to tell you, the world's running rampant in wickedness tonight. But make no mistake about it, that has nothing to do with you and I and those that are born again that are walking in fellowship with God. Let me say to you, the Lord's given us something money can't buy. I mean, while the rest of the world's bogged down, let me tell you, I'm glad to know we've got something more valuable than silver and gold, that we've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I begin to look at and look in this lesson, let me say, that what we're talking about here is walking in the light of His Word. There's a Psalm, chapter 119, and you don't have to turn there, but you can. And don't lose your text, by the way, but over in the book of Psalm, chapter number 119, and about verse number 133, he said, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. I'm talking about walking with the Lord. We're talking about walking where God commands, where God demands, where God has instructed you and I to be able to walk. You know that the Bible said that when you look at it in Psalms 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Now, do you know what that means? Look at where you're standing tonight. That's what that lamp's for. It shows good light where you're standing. He said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. That shows that whenever you're walking and making progress. Now, here's what he said. The lamp of God shows you where you're standing. You'll find out is that the light of God shows you when you travel. And let me tell you, it won't make any difference where you're at and where you're going, is that if you're in the light of the Word of the Lord, you're in the right path, and no doubt you'll be on sure ground and your feet will not slide. In the Bible lesson that we're looking at, when people look at that, sometimes, you know, we take for granted and think, well, you know, I've heard that in days gone by. Good for you, good for you. It's good for you to hear it again tonight. And it's good for you to remember it the rest of your life. Do you know why? Because the Word of God is settled in heaven. That means it's good right now for today. That means it's good for tomorrow. That means it's good forever. God is not going to change His mind. Now, what have you learned about the Lord whenever you get saved? Whatever you've learned about the Lord, it'll be afresh and anew every day of the rest of your life. The steps of a good man. Now, you know, when we read that in our text, verse number 23 that we've read tonight, when we read that, steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Well, you know, the Bible said there's none good, no, not one. So this is a good man because he came to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. And let me tell you, it changed his life. It changed your life. And no doubt that the goodness of God that led and brought us to a place of repentance. And so he's got the right, and he says that, and he shows that. We're good because of he that lives on the inside of us, because we got born again. Now, in verse number 24, back in your text, the Bible said, though he fall, and I want you to watch him, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Now, that means is that if you're walking with God, you're walking hand in hand with Jesus. Every now and again, I'm looking at and I'm seeing, you know, if you're walking hand in hand with the Lord Jesus Christ, though you may fall. Now, you may trip a little, you may stumble a little. He said, you might fall, but you'll not be utterly cast down. Now, you know why, don't you? It's because that he's holding us up. And let me tell you right now is that I'm glad to know you ever walk along with one of your kids and they stumbled and all that, nearly pulled you down with them. Maybe your spouse, you know, and one of them stumbles and all that. And I mean, just hand it. Well, God's wanting us to remind ourselves that we've got a close knit with him and that he's got us by the hand and we are walking hand in hand with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you, this is a man that's not just walking, buddy, in step with the Lord. This is a man that absolutely is walking with a changed life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, the Bible said, he's a new creature. You know, if you're here tonight and you're saved, you're not the same person you was before you got saved. You're a new creature in Christ. And by the way, that when you're a new creature in Christ, here's how you can tell it, verse 31 that we read, the law of God is in his heart. You know, before I got saved, I'd hear about the word. Now that I am saved, the word's on the inside of me. And every time I learn something new, God hides it in my heart that I might not sin against God and that I might teach transgressors his ways. Let me say to you that you'll find that if you're going forth with God, God lives on the inside of you, in the person of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Now, in Psalms chapter number 44, it's about verse number 18. And I want you to see that when you look into that passage there, he said, our heart is not turned back. He said, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Since the day, while you turn to Romans in chapter 4, since the day you and I got washed by the blood, born into the family, we're a new creature in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, in the book of Romans, you'll find there's an old man that's over there that God records something about for our benefit. And you'll find out is that he's the father of us that are of the household of faith. He was our example of living right and tithing and doing right in the sight of God. And notice, if you will, please, is that over there in the book of Romans in chapter number 4, we'll take up with about verse number 18. We're going to be talking about Abraham and Sarah. And the Bible said there, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Talking about Abraham. He's 100 years old at this point. Whenever he was about 100 years old, and neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, she was 90. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, that he was also able also to perform. Now, buddy, there's a guy that's walking with God. There's a guy with no pout, no doubt. There's a guy that though it's beyond the human ability to reproduce, God promised him a son. And let me tell you something, that seed, that not seeds plural, but seed, Abraham's already learned by now. He listened to his wife, remember, when he thought, look, God promised a child. Maybe he wants you to go into that Egyptian handmaid Hagar, remember that? And so he did. And as a result of that, you know, she gave birth. And as a result of that, his name was Ishmael. And from him descends all the Muslim, the Arab world, and they hate Isaac with a passion. But here the Lord Jesus Christ, buddy, is typified because he had an unusual birth. He had a miraculous birth as well as Isaac. But here's Abraham, a man of God that had been promised that I'm going to give you a seed. And let me tell you right now, Viz, God did do that, and he did it after that it was beyond the reach of physical companionship to reproduce. I mean, when you're 100 years old, I'm not quite 100. Some of you, but how'd you like to come home and the wife say, guess what, hon? I got to tell you, they was hoping for it all the time. But let me tell you right up front is that, I couldn't be Abraham. Just couldn't do it. Can you imagine his wife 90 years of age? And we got folks that are getting closer to that all the time. Every time somebody said, how you doing? I said, every time the clock ticks, I'm getting older. That's the way it is, isn't it? There's Brother Eddie. Don't he look good? He does look good. I'm going to tell you, he's come through a lot of wrecks. He's come through a lot of things. And all that business there, God's blessed him real good. I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, don't pick on him because, hey, he's doing well. He's looking good. Miss Diane, we're praying for her. I mean, we are. We just are. You're looking at me and all of that, and I'm doing, well, I ain't doing as good as I was when I was in my 20s, but I'm doing all right for the shape that I'm in. I said all that to be able to say this, is that when people go to looking, I'm heaven bound, I'm hell proof, but I'm not trying to go tonight. And neither are you. I guarantee you when you look into this Bible passage, you're going to recognize and realize that just because that you're walking with the Lord. And if you're not walking with the Lord, shame on you. Shame on you. Notice, if you will, back in our text, and I'd like you to turn over there back, and we'll be looking at that. And then we're going to look in the book of Matthew as we get ready to close down tonight. But over there in the book of our text, I want you to notice something about it. We've got something that the sinner doesn't have. In verse number 3, trust the Lord. The sinner don't have trust in God. In verse number 4, delight in the Lord. Sinner's not glad about, you know, they come to church. Every night again, you'll get one to come to church with you, and they're ready to get out as soon as they get here. And every time somebody sings a song, they get under conviction. Preaches a sermon, get under conviction. Says a prayer. They just don't delight in the things of God. I remember when I did not. Before I got saved. And then he said, commit thy way unto the Lord. They can't be committed unto anything. And then in verse 7 of our text, he says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. The sinner doesn't have any of that. He can't do any of that. But I can tell you, by over there in the book of Matthew chapter number 11, we're going to look at that, and then we're going to close with 1 John chapter 5. But in Matthew chapter 11, this Bible said that when you look at about verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a given rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. You come to the Lord, and let me tell you something, you're never going to work it out between you and him. You're going to have to let him give you the rest of salvation in your heart and your soul. Now, as a child of God, when you grow in grace and love and knowledge of him, you're going to find a rest. A given rest is for free. The found rest is for you learning and taking his yoke upon you and learning of him. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, last but not least, over in the book of 1 John chapter 1, it's about verse number 5 in the passage that we'll be looking at there. And I want you to see that in verse number 5 in the book of 1 John. The Bible said in verse 5, this then is the message which ye have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but it's good to be able to walk hand in hand and walk in step with the Lord Jesus. He'll never lead you astray. You'll never be found off down at a honky-tonk, at a bar, a house, ill repute, a place like. If you'll walk with Him and stay in step with Him, He'll lead you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Now, I realize, that the devil's going to pull at you a lot. By the way, all these beautiful girls that we've got some young men now. They're coming up. And, of course, they're not going to like most of the girls they went to church with. I don't know how that works out like that, but, hey, if God works it out, good. If God don't, that's good, too. But let me just tell you something, ladies, even though it's not a lot of consolation, every preacher that I know and the subject comes up, hey, you ain't got any good young men in your church. We got some coming on. But no, I don't have any of that. Got a bunch of young ladies that are quality. Yeah, we got a couple of them and all that, but What's the matter? I tell you what it is that God's slowly but surely letting you and I learn what it's like for there to be seven women at one man's coattail. Now, I want to tell you better be careful. If you go to getting too anxious, you go to looking around. If you look around in the garbage cans of life very long, you'll come up with a piece of trash sooner or later. See? You just have to be patient and wait on the Lord. That doesn't mean you can't flirt with a little bit every now and again with somebody. You better get all that out of your system. You know, my wife don't like me to flirt with anybody since the day we got married. That's been 55 years. I don't want her flirting with anybody either. Jason skirts, ready to flirt. It'll be over once you get married. If not, you're going to end up with a big old black eye sooner or later. I said all that to be able to say this. I'm going to tell you, sometime when we say we're walking with the Lord and step with the Lord, if you just keep following Him, that'll be the easy thing. But when you go to trying to run up a trail to the side or right or the left, and first thing you know is, I can promise you when God brings it and puts it together, it'll be just and it'll be right every time, every time. You can't use my wife and I as an example. You know how many times she and I have had an argument? But bless her heart, I'm going to tell you, she loves the Lord. And after I explain where she's wrong, she always gets it right. And I say stuff like that right there. And if you're just one of them old liberal, mean, wall-eyed heifers, it'll go to showing up. We don't have that here anymore. I mean, I'm joking, man. I'm just joking. That ain't the way it is. You're not going to believe this, but there's been a time or two where she's come to me and said, I just want you to know I'm sorry for the way I acted. But I can't tell you how many times I've had to tell her that. I can remember one or two times she's done that and all of that. And let me just say to you, there's thousands of times I've had to beg her forgiveness. I got to say to you in closing, I'll be done. Your life will be changed for the better for all eternity when you go hand in hand and walk step in step with the Lord Jesus. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Our Father, we ask your blessings. Spirit of God to lead us, guide us, and direct us therein. Bless every family represented here tonight. I pray you touch those that we've mentioned in special prayer. And Lord, may you get the glory and honor for it. In Jesus' name we pray.